We're now going to talk about the trackwork sessions this morning, in particular at Moonee Valley, where Warren Huntley was out there clocking all of the stars heading into Cox Plate Day on Saturday. It's always a brilliant morning, Warren.
It's fantastic, Nards. It's a busy morning and great to see the Queen Winx out there to go through her paces and a number of other high-profile horses, but it is really one of the highlight mornings of the year.
Okay, well, let's talk a little bit about her. She was the headline act, and of course will be the headline act heading into Saturday. I'm sure she drew a pretty big crowd.
She was, and first horse onto the track, so that meant the crowd were there early too. And look, they weren't disappointed. I think she had a serious gallop at Flemington on Saturday morning, and it was a bit of a maintenance gallop, I suppose. But, gee, she just, Nards, I've just never seen her look so healthy. Certainly as good as she looked this time last year. The dapples go right round under her girth. And, she was keen to go a bit quicker with Hugh Bowman in the saddle. I got her running her last 1,000 metres at about 1:11.07 and home in 24:39. And she just was keen to go quicker. I think by the time she turned into the home straight and was effectively under restraint, Hugh just relented and gave her a little bit of leather the last 50-100 metres or so. That's when she sort of worked through the line to some extent, but just looked outstanding. 24:39 is not a slow gallop around Moonee Valley, and I don't think Hugh Bowman could have held her any slower.
Okay, so that's her heading into the weekend, the Champ Winx. What about a few others? Sunlight?
Well, Tony McAvoy took a team there that worked really well. Most of them worked in pairs. I think they might have all worked in pairs. Sunlight paired up with Beauty, and Sunlight sat to the outside of Beauty. They only worked over 800 metres, with Sunlight just trucking up a bit wider on the track as they turned into the home straight. She was terrific running the last 400 metres in 23.11. I think if you can break 23.5 at Moonee Valley, particularly with those markers out 10 metres or so, and Sunlight on the outside of it worked, mate, you're going very well. So into the Manicato with a good barrier draw following the barrier draw there at Moonee Valley this morning. She comes in great shape, was a good win on the fresh side at Caulfield recently. 51.25 for the 800 metres and looked like she had a bit in reserve running 23.11 her last 400 metres. She was one of the star workers of the morning.
Okay, so she got a really big tick there. And Beauty?
Well, yes, travelled inside. I thought she worked nicely travelling inside Sunlight Nards and certainly worked well, but of that work you would think that travelling to the outside of Beauty, Sunlight was really the star worker. And I would suggest, I had the clock on Sunlight, so I would suggest Beauty maybe a couple of lengths, so maybe a 0.3 of a point, 0.4 of a second slower. So still nice work from Beauty, but a real eye catcher from Sunlight.
Okay, Sacred Sword and also Desert Lashes.
Well, they paired up together, Nards, and Sacred Sword was on the inside of this gallop. It was the quickest last 400 metres I got for the morning. They were just 23.07 for their last 400. And I know it can come down to intent with track work and relative weights and all that sort of thing, but Sacred Sword was really sharp on the inside and really did get a little bit clear of Desert Lashes, who's a pretty sharp galloper in his own right. So good work from Sacred Sword. He trialled up okay and nicely going into his first up run at Swan Hill. I thought he'd win up there. He was only other time we'd seen him was at stakes level when he ran well behind Corfilla. So I think with that run under the belt, there might be a nice race for Sacred Sword. He's nominated for the Red Anchor over the Cox Plate weekend. That would be aiming high, but look, he's a talented galloper, and I think he's taken good improvement from that first up run, and he was another one of the real star workers there this morning.
Okay, what about Pierrot Bell and also Maori Girl?
Yeah, well, the Tony McAvoy show continued there. They worked over a bit more ground. I thought the work there was really solid. And for them to work over, I got them 1,200 metres in 1:22.80 and 23:48 the last 400 metres. So to work over that little bit more ground and still be sharp to break 23.5 the last 400 metres, there was plenty of merit in that work. I would have had Pierrot Bell just the marginally better worker of that working with Maui Girl. So Pierrot Bell's on track to run in the fillies race over 1,600 metres on Cox Plate Day and for the three-year-old fillies. And look, she's going really well, and her work this morning was first class.
What about Philip Stokes' pair? No doubt about it, and more than exceed.
Well, I reckon you've got to cut a little bit of slack, Nards, when you've got a number of horses working, and they had the guys out repairing the track in between gallops, but they're on a narrow strip, and the track does become a little bit worn, I suppose, in that strip that they're using as they get later in the day. And it was one of the later gallops, and I thought it was good work, particularly, no doubt about it, sitting outside More Than Exceed, who's a talented galloper himself. I got them 1,000 metres in 1:05.5 and one of the later gallops on the program, and breaking 24 seconds for the last 400, 23.91. no doubt about it's nom for a 9:55 race on Friday night, and I think she comes to here from Adelaide in winning form, as no doubt you'd have a better handle on her form than me, Nats. But gee, I thought she worked nicely this morning, and I sort of gave her a bit of a bonus because it was one of the later gallops in the morning and the track had had that little bit of wear by then. So to me, it was work really worthy of note, and I think she had the better of her stablemate working to the outside.
Okay, and also Chicago Bulls?
Well, this was an interesting gallop for some two-year-olds, Nats. Two of them were from the Kieran Maher, Dave Eustace stable in Substantial and Salome. And look, they paired off in the front of that gallop. It was only a short gallop, I think just working off from the 600 metres or so. But geez, well-named Chicago Bull. He looks a really imposing son of Exceeding Excel for a two-year-old. He's with Team Galagotis. Sat just behind the stable mates and peeled widest at the turn into the home straight. Almost under restraint, just trucked past them and was keen to go quite a bit faster. He's nominated for the English Banner at Moonee Valley on Saturday, and I haven't seen any official trials from him, but he's well educated. He tucked in behind them. He looks a strong horse, and I got him running his last 400 metres, only in 24.56. But as I said, he was under restraint. He was keen to go quicker, and the fact that he was able to tuck in behind them and then peel out and finish the gallop off in good style, I think is a really good indication for a young horse.
Okay, so who do you think are the main horses heading into the weekend? Obviously, Winx, she's the headline, but is there anything else we can probably back and make some money out of?
Yeah, we'll go out on a limb and make her the headline, Nard. Just making Winx the headline. Look, I think Sunlight will give them something to catch in the Manicato on Friday night. I think she's with that lightweight. And, Tony McAvoy was able to win the race last year with Hey Doc. Sunlight worked equally as well, if not better, than Hey Doc did at the meeting last year, corresponding leading into to the Manicato. I think a number from the McAvoy stable are there to run well over the weekend, in particular Piero Bell and Sacred Sword. I thought they worked really nicely. For a race of lower grade, the 9:55 challenge, I thought no doubt about it from the Philip Stokes stable worked really well this morning. I think she's there to run well, and I'm really interested to see Chicago Bull make the debut in the English Banner for Team Galagotis on the first race. I think it'll be on Cox Plate Day.
Okay, Warren, thank you kindly.
Thanks, Dad.
There's Warren Huntley and his report of track work out at Moonee Valley this morning. And